the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and let them in. Our beloved Mother, the Church, is always serving us by reminding us with the story of salvation at least once a month. And as we explained in the Synaxarium, because today is the 29th of the month of Ba'una, but we do not read the readings of the normal Sunday, the fifth Sunday of the month. But actually, we read the readings of the Annunciation feast. Why? Because, and we celebrate the Annunciation and the Christmas and the Resurrection. Why? Because these three feasts happened on the 29th of the Coptic month. So, on the 29th of Barahmat, Archangel Gabriel went to St. Mary, as we heard now, and announced to her the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then on the 29th of Kiyak, 9 months exactly thereafter, our Lord Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem. And on the 29th of Barahmat, the same day exactly, in the year 34, Anno Domini, the Lord resurrected from the dead. And this means that these three feasts happened on the 29th of month, of the Coptic month. That's why we celebrate today these three feasts. Why do we celebrate all these three feasts together? Because in these three feasts, the explanation of the story of salvation. Story of salvation happened when the Lord wanted to fulfill his promises to Adam and Eve from the very beginning by saving them and giving them a solution of their bad sin when they disobeyed him. So, the first one is the Annunciation. The Annunciation happened in the fullness of time. And the fullness of time has two main signs. Number one, all the prophets about the whole life of our Lord Jesus Christ, from his incarnation in the pure womb of the Mother of God, until his ascension into heavens and descendant of the Holy Spirit, were already written and said by the prophets. This is number one. Number two was St. Mary herself. And St. Mary was the lady about her we praise every Wednesday, saying, the Father looked down from heaven and he did not find who likens you, so he sent his Son and he was incarnate in you. So Saint Mary is not just a young lady, or a pure young lady, or a devout, or even distinguished. But, no doubt to say, St. Mary is the best girl have ever been in the history. Because when we say the Father looked down from heaven, he did not look down instantly, because the Father is not under time. When he looked to all the girls, from Eve to the last girl, will be born just before his second coming. He did not find better than Saint Mary. Just to imagine, or just to understand, who is Saint Mary? Who is Saint Mary? We will leave that speech about Saint Mary to Siam al-Adra, to the fasting of Saint Mary in August. But now we continue to say what happened in the incarnation, that the Lord was incarnate. And incarnation means that the Lord Jesus Christ was there before his birth. That's why the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ is only called incarnation. Incarnation means that he was before, because he is God without beginning. So he came into the pure womb of Saint Mary through the Holy Spirit, as we heard now. The Holy Spirit will dwell in you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Then the Holy will be born from you, is Jesus Christ, the Holy Son of God. He likened us in everything, every single thing. Took full body from the Mother of God. Took from her blood. Was nourished from her milk, her breasts. And was fed as a child from her hands, and grew under her obedience, a normal human, except the sin. He likened us in everything except the sin. And he lived on earth. He finished his course of mission in 3 years and 3 months or 4 months, and then was crucified. When he was crucified, he put on his shoulder the sins of the whole world and paid the price of the sin on the cross. And as we explained many times before, as he was without sin, he was not supposed to die. But as he accepted death, then the power of death could not overcome him. He delivered his soul willingly, not according to his sin, because he's sinless. So he died, he was buried. 3 days to confirm that he really died. And his human spirit separated from his body. But his divinity parted not from his body, neither his human spirit. That's why on the third day he resurrected easily from the dead. But his resurrection has a very special event. He arose with my body, but carrying the power of resurrection in him. And power of resurrection means that he will never, this body will never die again. When he resurrected from death, ascended into heavens, then he ascended my pure body, body of resurrection, which was in him, to be at the right hand of the Father. This is the story of the salvation, application. Apply on me. What happens to me? What happens to me? I was born of the from the womb of my mother, but with the sin. How to overcome the sin? How to get rid of the sin? Abuna took me and he killed the old nature from me. Exactly like what happened willingly with our Lord Jesus Christ. He prays on the water, and the water becomes a tomb, and then he takes me and he buries me in the water 3 times, finishing the old nature, giving me a new nature, the nature of resurrection. That's why I already died with Jesus Christ in the baptism. Died with him, exactly like what happened. And then after that, immediately, Abuna confirmed in my body the Holy Spirit. He anointed me 36 times, 36 crosses to cover all my body, from the head to the feet. Then I became confirmed with the Holy Spirit. Then I became the altar of the Holy Spirit. Then I have become the mansion of the Holy Spirit. And as of this moment, the Holy Spirit never leaves me, whatever I do. Whatever I do. And then he gives me the power of resurrection. How? By giving me the Holy Communion on the altar. What happens when I take it? I have the power of resurrection in my body. This is the story of salvation that the Lord performed, and the church transmitted it to me, to you, and to you, and to everybody. Please do not forget, you are now having the ability of living forever with God, with a glorious body, with a new nature, with the power of resurrection. Otherwise, why did our Lord Jesus Christ perform all this story from the Annunciation to his ascension into heavens? And this is the story of salvation that the church gives me, really, from the moment I was born again from water and spirits. This is the story of the salvation. Now, I have the Holy Spirit in my body. Now, I have no excuse if I do not live a pure life. Now, I do not have any excuse if I do not use the power of the resurrection in me. Now, I have no excuse if I do not repent, if I do not renew the covenant with God day by day, if I do not grow in spirit day by day, because I have all the tools that help me to do so. If I do not do that, then I will not have any excuse on the last day to argue with God when he says, why didn't you use the tools of salvation, the ways of the salvation, which I gave you really in your body, in your soul, and your spirits? So that's why once every month the church insists to remind us with this fact. You are not normal man. You are not normal woman. You are saved man. You are saved woman. You have beside your conscience, you have beside your spirit, the Holy Spirit within you. That's why when I pray, I don't pray as a must. When I fast, I don't fast as a duty. When I give alms or more, I don't give as a heavy burden. When I repent, I do not do it by force. Why? Because I recognize the beneficence of all these. I pray because I do love to pray to my beloved God who saved me. If I spend all my life, thank Him on His great work for me to give me the eternal life in heavens will not be enough for me. If I even fast and prevent my body from doing anything bad and control my senses and my body to win the kingdom of heavens, then it will not be enough for me. If I give all my money, all my possessions, all what I have, all my time, all my effort to Him, it's a very little compared to the great that He did for me. This is the meaning of salvation. Please do not consider all these things, prayer or fasting or serving or giving or obeying the commandments of the Lord, something you must do to enter heaven. No. It's something you keep in your life to keep whatever the Lord gave you from the beginning for free. He gave it free to me. What I do, just what I do, I try to keep all this in me. If I ignore, if I quench, if I resist, if I refuse, it's my mistake. Khalas. Nothing. All what we do in the church is not just commandments. We have to do. Otherwise we'll be punished from God. No. On the contrary. All these things, when we do, then we do for ourselves. When I pray, because I do love to pray. When I fast, I do want to control my body and my... Don't worry. تتخضوا كده ليه؟ لازم قلبكوا جامد. When I serve because this is the little I can give to my good son, to my good father. My good father who came from heavens to save my life from the incarnation to the resurrection and ascension into heavens. في خمس دقائق هترجم اللي قلت علشان قواتنا الضيوف اللي يجي من بره يعني مش عارفين انجليزي كويس قوي. النهارده ميعاد جميل جدا يوم 29 ده 29 في الشهر ده تذكار البشاره والميلاد والقيامه لأن البشارة والميلاد والقيامة كلها حصلت يوم 29 بشارة 29 برمهات والقيامة 29 برمهات والميلاد 29 كياك فقصة الخلاص من التجسد للقيامة قصة في منتهى الجمال ربنا حب ينفذ مواعيده وربنا صادق في مواعيده لما يوعد لازم يلتزم فهو ملتزم قال عنه بولس الرسول إن كنا غير أمناء فهو يبقى أمينا لن يقدر أن ينكر نفسه مش هيقدر لأن ربنا لما يقول إنه هيخلصني يبقى هيخلصني لما يقول للحواء ان حدا عداوه بينك وبين بين الشيطان بين الحيه وبين نسلك ونسلها ويسحق عقبك وانت تسحقين راسه، يبقى نسلها هيسحق اللي هو المسيح، هيسحق راس الحيه، هيرجع لنا الحياه الجديده. فاللي عمله المسيح في البشاره انه اخذ الطبيعه بتاعتي من الست العذراء ام النور. وقلنا ان ملء الزمان يحتمل حاجتين، يعني حاجتين: كمال النبوات عن المسيح من تجسده لغايه صعوده والروح القدس، ومجيء العذراء اللي بنقول لها يوم الاربع الاب تطلع من السماء فلم يجد من يشبهك، ارسل ابنه الوحيد اتى وتجسد منه. باختصار مفيش بنت اتولدت ولا هتتولد لغايه اخر الزمان لغايه مجيء المسيح الثاني احسن من العذراء روحيه، فاستحقت هي انها تحمل في بطنها ملء اللاهوت. المسيح جه اتجسد منها، خد جسد طبيعي زينا تماما، خد من دمها، رضع من لبنها، اكل من ايديها، نام على حجرها زي ما بنقول له كده في الاسم، احد الاسمات في القداس عشان نثبت ناسوته. اخد جسد كامل شابهنا في كل شيء ما عدا الخطيه واحده. وبعدين اتولد وكبر ونمى في النعمة، ويقول الكتاب عنه أنه كان خاضعاً لأبويه، مع أنه هو الله مخدع كل شيء وخالق كل شيء، لكنه وضع نفسه وأطاع حتى الموت، موت الصليب. واتصلب، لما اتصلب المسيح خد الجسد بتاعي ودفنه في القبر. باختصار المسيح من غير خطية، فحيموت ليه؟ أجرة الخطية موت، هو مش ميت لأنه مش خاطي، لكنه حط نفسه تحت الموت لأنه هو حب ياخد الموت بتاعي ويدفع ثمنه. ساعة ما اتصلب خد خطايا العالم كله على كتافه، وصرخ وقال: إلهي إلهي لماذا تركتني؟ والناس قالت: إيه ده؟ ده هو أصله شايل خطايا العالم كله على كتافه. فالاب لا يستطيع ان ينظر الى الخطيه، فهو كانه بيقول له: ايلي ايلي لما سبقتني الهي لا لماذا تركتني؟ خد خطيتك وخطيتك وخطيتي وخطايا العالم كله، المسيحي والمسلم والصيني والهندي والعربي والاعجمي والكل، وحطها على الصليب وغفر والدفن. ولانه مات بارادته قام بقوة لاهوته، روحه الجسدية، روحه الطبيعية اللي انفصلت عن جسده، عشان كده بنقول نفسه فارقت بموته الجسد ولاهوته متحد بالنفس والجسد. فاللاهوت كان مع النفس في الجحيم وفتح الفردوس بيها، والناسوت اللاهوت كان مع الجسد في القبر، فقام قام وصعد للسماء وبعت لنا الروح القدس. دلوقتي يا حبيبي انت وانتي وانا وكل انسان مر بهذه القصه، ابونا خدني موتني، موت الطبيعه القديمه في الميه، صلى على الميه بقت قبر ودفني، مدفونين معه في المعموديه المقدسه، حتى كما اقيم المسيح حياتنا هكذا نقوم نحن ايضا ونسلك في جده الحياه، يعني الحياة الجديدة. فالمسيح عمل كده، أبونا عمل كده، غطسني، موت الطبيعة القديمة، داني طبيعة جديدة، ورح رشمني بعدها على طول 36 رشم، فتثبت في الروح القدس وأصبحت هيكل للروح القدس، مسكن للروح القدس، والروح القدس لا يمكن حيسيبني. عارف بعيد عنكم لو واحد ساب المسيحية وأسلم الروح القدس ما يسيبوش، لو واحد ما دام اتعمد وتثبت فيه الروح القدس خلاص، حتى لو انكر لغايه اخر عمره في فرصه انه يرجع، لغايه اخر نفس فيه في فرصه انه يتوب ويرجع. ليه؟ الروح القدس لا يفارق الانسان الذي نال سر الميرون المقدس بعد المعموديه. وبعدين ابونا خدني وبيأكلني بقى من طعام الحياة، خبز الحياة الذي نزل من السماء
ده اسمه عربون القيامة، ده اسمه قوة القيامة. انت لما هتيجي دلوقتي تتناول في القداس هتسري فيك قوة قيامة المسيح. فخلاص مرت بيك كل مراحل قصة الخلاص اللي عملها المسيح، الكنيسة نقلتها لك، فأنت أصبحت الآن بلا عذر أيها الإنسان. ما عنديش عذر، مش حاف قدام ربنا كده أقول له أصل الدنيا كانت صعبة، أصل الجيل اللي احنا فيه كان مليان بالعثرات، أصل التلفزيون، أصل الكمبيوتر، أصل الآيباد، أصل مش عارف إيه، أصل إيه. مش هتقدر تقول كده، هيقول لك كل ده موجود، لكن أنت جواك قوة، قوة في قلبك، القوة دي تستطيع أن تنتصر على كل عثرة. قوة الروح القدس اللي فيك، كان في توبة ما توبتش ليه، كان في تجديد عهد ما جددتش العهد ليه. اوعى تفتكر ان احنا لما بنصلي ونصوم ونعطي ده احنا بنعمل كده، لازم نعمل كده، لا احنا بنصلي عشان بنحب نصلي. هو احنا مين عشان نصلي؟ لو احنا قاعدين دلوقتي ودخل سيدنا البابا نقول بس خلاص مش عايزين نمشي، هنقعد بقى معاك يا سيدنا، ودي فرصة نقعد معاه. طب وايه رأيك في اللي خلق سيدنا، اللي خلق، في اللي فدى سيدنا؟ ايه رأيك في اللي هو نفسه فادي البشرية كلها وفاديك؟ لما بتيجي تقعد معاه انت بتبقى فرحان، مش عايز تبطل. لما بتصوم بتصوم عشان تقمع جسدك وتستعبده، عشان ما تقنش عليك الحواس وتعثرك وتتعبك وتقعد في الخطيه. لما بتعطي بتحس بالفقير عشان ما تنسقش الى اموال العالم، يا ناس غلابه ولما ربنا بيديهم ينسوا، ينسوا، ينسوا ان ما كانش لا ياكل، ان ربنا اداله، يقعد يستخدم الملايين. وبعدين في لحظه هتبقى ملاليم، لا في لحظه هتبقى ناطق، مش عشان هو هيفقدها، لا عشان هو هيفقد عمره كله وحيسيبها غصب عني. فانا لما بدي، انا بدي لاننا من يدك واعطيناك ومنك، منك الجميع. المفاهيم بتاعه الممارسات الروحيه ساعات بتبقى معكوسه عندنا، ومتهيئ لنا ان احنا لازم نعملها عشان ربنا يبقى راضي عننا. لا يا حبيبي، انت بتعملها عشان انت اللي بتستفيد. بتصلي عشان ده شرف ليك انك تصلي، بتصوم لان دي فرصه حلوه ليك انك تصوم زي ما المسيح صام من اجلنا 40 يوم وهو لا يحتاج الى الصوم، وهكذا بتعطي، بتخدم، بتمارس كل حياه ممارسات روحيه وزيارات نعمه، لان الحاجات دي هي اللي بتفيدك وبتؤهلك انك تحافظ على النعمه اللي ربنا اداها لك. بركه هذه الايام المقدسه تكون معنا، تجسده، ميلاده، قيامته، روح القدوس اللي ساكن فينا يعمل بقوة. ما تطفيش الروح، ما تقاومش الروح، ما تزعلش الروح، ما تتجاهلش الروح، عيش بالروح لئلا تموت، لأن الذين يسلكون حسب الجسد يموتون، ولكن إن كانوا بالروح يميتون أعمال الجسد فسيحيون. لربنا المجد الدائم الأبد.
Oh, Jesus, come in, careless and careless, and when you with me,
we believe in one God, God the Father, the Pontifical Creator, who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came out from heaven, was incarnate, the Holy Spirit, and the Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead.
Yes,
we believe the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life giver, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
We long for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age. Amen.
Ειρηνή
πάντα.